بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah writes something very profound. He says, "Dafi' al-khatra." He says, when a thought enters your mind to do something which is not approved by Allah, it's just a passing thought. It starts off with a thought. He says, repel it. Shut it out. Don't entertain it. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. He says that thought, if you do not repel it, if you do not shut it out, but you entertain it, صَارَتْ شَهْوَ وَهِمَّ. He says if you don't repel it, it's going to become a desire. It's going to become an aspiration. Something you really, really want to do. فَإِن لَمْ تُدَافِعْهَا صَارَتْ فِعْلًا. If you still, at that point, at that stage, you still don't repel it, and you continue entertaining it, he says it translates and it transforms into action. So it starts off with a thought, you entertained it, it became a desire, you continue entertaining, it became an aspiration, and eventually it becomes a fi'l. It transforms into an act. He says, but still, there's hope for you to repel it. فَإِن لَمْ تُدَارِكْهَا بِبِدِّهِ صَارَ عَادَةً. He says, and now, if you will not repel it by doing the opposite, you'll have to replace it. Replace it. There's something that's taking up your time that you should not be doing it. He says, one is letting go of it, but you need to replace that time. You got to replace that act with something, because if you're not going to replace it, you'll eventually go back to it, because the time is a vacuum. The time is not being filled. So he says, what you got to do now, it's now an act. It's an action. Right? So he says, what you got to do is you got to get rid of it, and immediately what you got to do is replace it with a good act or something more constructive. And he says, if you don't do that from a fi'l, from an action that you do occasionally, صارت عادة, it then becomes a habit. Once it becomes a habit now, he says, يصعب عليك الانتقال منها. Now it becomes very, very, very difficult for you to move away from it. May Allah grant us the understanding.